This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We do something here that, frankly, I've never seen done at any other church that I've served, where people can come forward at the end of a service and we actually pray for them, and the elders of the church anoint people with oil if they request it. They have to request it. We just don't do it. But they request it to be done, and it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Oil is coming upon a person for a special purpose. And we do that because the book of James says, if you're ill, ask the elders of the church to anoint you with oil. There's a church in San Diego, however, does what we do, but they take it a couple steps further that frankly makes me uncomfortable. And when I tell you why, you'll understand it. They don't do it in the service. They will come to your house. They will come to your hospital bed, and a group of elders will meet around you, and they will say, we're going to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord, as James says, but before we do that, Bob, or before we do that, Mary, we need to ask you a couple of questions. Is there any unconfessed sin in your life? Imagine how dramatic that is. People are facing life and death situations. Is there any unconfessed sin in your life? And the minister told me people just flow and share things. Yeah, there is. And they tell things that their spouse wasn't even aware of. It's a very dramatic moment. But they don't stop there. They even go one step beyond that. Bob or Mary, is there anybody in your life that you need to forgive? Anybody in your life right now, you're holding a grudge and you really hate that person and you really have maintained a spirit of hatred toward them? And once again, the minister told me that the tears flow as people break down and say, yeah, I haven't forgiven a brother for something he did to me 20 years ago. I haven't forgiven so-and-so for this or that. And the minister made this point that the healing begins the moment the confession does. I find that intriguing. The healing began the moment the confession does. Do we do that up front here? No, we don't do that. We don't ask people those two questions. I'm just saying it's intriguing that this church in San Diego does that. And it's a powerful demonstration of the Lord wants to forgive and the Lord wants to heal. There is connection in Scripture. There is linkage between the two in Scripture. Let's bring up the third one. He redeems our life from the pit. I asked the people in the first service, how many of you use this expression in conversation this week? Nobody raised their hand. We don't use that phraseology. He redeems our life from the pit. But let me tell you what it meant back then. It literally had to do with a person known as the kinsman redeemer. Somebody's related to you. You're a slave. You're sold into slavery. Your kinsman redeemer was the person who came and paid you the price of what your price of purchase and bought you out of slavery, redeemed you from the pit, and sent you back home. We have trouble relating to that in our culture, but let me tell you, every man, every woman, every teenager, young person has been redeemed by the blood of Christ. We've all been redeemed. You have. And you need to understand that redemption means that a price was paid. Redemption presupposes a sacrifice. Redemption presupposes that somebody had to come up with something. And redemption in this case was Jesus Christ laid down his life for you and for me that we might have forgiveness of sins. He redeems our life from the pit. Let's bring up the fourth one. He crowns us with love and compassion. Never hear anybody say crowning unless it's a kid saying, I'm going to crown you. I've heard parents say that. I'm going to crown you if you don't straighten up. What does it mean? I'm going to bop you on the head. That's not what the biblical word crown means. Do you know what it means? To crown someone means to surround them. To be crowned with love and compassion means to be surrounded with love and compassion. And the Lord says, that's what I want to do with you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.